Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Facing Your Fears with your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host, Ingrid Green Adams. Evangelist Norma Chapman is the host of Facing Your Fears Blog Talk Radio Show. She's interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She's the author of What Faith Can Do, and she's currently writing three other books. She studied criminal justice and criminal law and attended Union Baptist Theological College in New Orleans. Worked as a criminal and civil private investigator for over 30 years. She's an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. She's a member of First District Missionary Baptist Association Women's Auxiliary. She sits on the NAACP Executive Committee, also the SCLC Justice for Girls. She's a big supporter and loves standing in the gap for domestic violence victims and survivors, and eagerly wants to put an end to domestic violence by getting help for the abusers. Evangelist Norma Chapman's desires to reach out to many people that are living in this deadly environment. Leader of Elkhart, Louisiana. In her spare time, she enjoys working with children as a youth Bible teacher, mentor, and tutor. She is a lifelong resident of St. Charles Parish. Ladies and gentlemen, Facing Your Fears, with your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host, Ingrid Green Adams.
Good evening. You are listening to Facing Your Fears radio talk show hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman. Also, we are so very happy today to have in the studio with us Pastor Doris Smith out of Florida. We would ask her at this time to lead us into prayer before the show begins. At this time, Pastor Smith.
Praise God, praise God. Father, we thank you for keeping us in the beauty of this brand new day. First, we say thank you for the order of this day, how you have kept us all day long until this appointed time to receive information that will momentarily be shared into the hearts and minds of many in the world via Facing Your Fears radio talk show. We say a special thanks to the host, Evangelist Norma Chapman. Lord, we thank you for her today, for it is her that obeyed the call to set this platform. And we also say a special thank you to the Lord today for our special guest in the sunshine for embracing the opportunity to be a blessing. May the word shared today brighten hearts and cause a positive change in the lives of all connected. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and we say, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. We want to thank all of our listeners out there who's tuning in on today's show, and we want to give a very special welcome to our special guest on today, which is Mrs. Linda Sunshine West, and she's out of California. I'm so very happy and excited to have her as my special guest on today. And remember, listeners, you can tune in on this amazing conversation on today by pressing the number ones on your phone. If you have any comments, questions, or you might want to share your thoughts or maybe your experience, feel free to press the number one, and we would be happy to let you speak with our guest on today, Pastor Smith, or myself, if we can be of any help out there to you. As always, we're excited about today's show. We do have a very informative, interesting, amazing show prepared for you on today. Our topic today will be how to get what you want using the ASK, yes, ACTS, ASK method. And I'll tell you a little bit about our guest before I introduce you a little bit about the topic on today. And from there, I'll let her further introduce herself to our listeners out there on today. This is Linda Sunshine West, is the author of the bestseller book, The Year of Tears. Today's episode is an awesome description of methods, how you can overcome your fears and obstacles by using these methods that our special guests will be telling us about. I'm overexcited to have Ms. West on Facing Your Fears radio talk show to help others overcome their fears. She stated fears is a debating and prevents from getting what we want. Imagine turning your dreams into your reality. The ACT ASK method would help you to learn how it can be done. kicking your fears to the curb so you can achieve whatever you want in life. Tune in and stay tuned in on this amazing episode on today. And at this time, I will yield and let my special guest introduce herself. Good evening, Ms. West.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here to talk about one of my favorite topics, fear, because it stops us from doing what we want to do.
Thank you.
So my name is Linda Sunshine West, and a lot of people ask me, is Sunshine your real name? And no, it isn't. Actually, what happened was about 3 years ago, a couple of different people started calling me Sunshine. So I went ahead and adopted it as my Facebook name, because I figured if other people were calling me that, then I should go ahead and acknowledge it and just become that. I wasn't always Sunshine, though. I grew up in a very abusive, volatile, alcoholic household where my father was not only physically abusive, but mentally and verbally abusive as well. The physical abuse only was towards my mom, but we were witness to it, us kids. There are five of us, and I'm number four of five kids. So growing up in that abusive environment, something I didn't really realize until much, much later in life when I was 51 years old, that growing up in that environment caused me to shut down. It caused me to have so many fears of different things, and it caused me to become a people pleaser. And I think the people pleaser is kind of like where things kind of started with my life as far as fears go. And started embarking on a journey at 51. I hired a life coach and started working with her, and she helped me to see that fear was stopping me from living. So here I was, 51, just discovering that I really wasn't living my life the way I possibly could be, and she helped me through that, and it's been an amazing journey.
Okay, thank you for that introduction, Ms. West. All right, can you share with the listeners on today what inspired you to write the book that you wrote in reference to the year of fears? What happened within those years to inspire you to write about fear? Can you share that with our listeners on today?
Yeah, thank you for that question. It was in August of 2014 when I hired that life coach. And I worked with her on a weekly basis. And I like to say I hated her and loved her at the same time, because every week she would give me a really tough assignment to work on myself so I could come to some discoveries. And while I was working with her, I started growing and changing and growing and changing on a regular basis. And people were even telling me, you're so different this week than you were last week. So I knew I was making tremendous changes in my life. Now, I grew up in a lot of negativity, and I grew up in a lot of judgment, and so that was the person I was, because that was what I knew. And so as I started working with this life coach, she helped me to see more of like a positive life, what it was like to have beliefs, what it was like to have dreams and hopes, and to actually achieve those dreams and beliefs and hopes. And so she kind of put me on this path. Well, after working with her for about 5 months, it was like January of 2015, and I don't do New Year's resolutions because I'm one of those stereotypical people who sets New Year's resolutions and then I break them, you know. So I haven't done New Year's resolutions since I was like in my 20s. But that year was different. I had made so many changes in my life. I was becoming a much better person, a kinder person, a gentler person, a compassionate person, empathetic. And because of that, when January 1st of 2015 came up, I said, I got to do something different because I'm changing so much. I want to keep changing because my time with my life coach was done. So I decided that every day in 2015, I was going to face a fear. Every single morning, I was going to wake up and ask myself, what scares me? And then I lay in bed and I'd wait until the answer came. So whatever that answer was, that was the fear I had to face that day. That was my commitment to myself. And I did it an entire year. And I'll tell you what, man, when you face a fear every single day, you learn how to be not really fearless, but you do fear less. And the biggest takeaway that I got from that year was that my faith in what I was doing was so strong that my faith erased my anxious reactions. So my definition of fear is faith erases anxious reactions. When you have faith and your faith is strong, your fear will be weakened. Sometimes it will disappear, but most of the time it will be weakened and your faith will carry you through. And so at the end of the year, I had faced all those fears and I was talking to my mentor and he said, you need to write a book called The Year of Fears. I was like, okay. So I did. And that was how that all happened.
Thank you so very much. Our listeners, you are still listening to Faith in Your Fears, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman. Also, our co-host on today is Pastor Doris Smith out of Florida. We are talking about facing your fears on today and the year of fears that that our special guest, Ms. West, had experienced, and what caused her to fear, and how did she overcome her fears in the years when she was experiencing fear. And we're talking about overcoming today, fears, achievements, courage, and a lot of tips on how you too can overcome your fears if you're facing any fears. Also, the dreams that you may be having in your life, those dreams are for a reason, and you can take those dreams and bring them into reality by facing your fears. And I want to thank my special guest again on today and Pastor Smith for tuning in on the show on today. And we have a lot planned for you, a lot more to talk about in reference to fear. But right now I'm going to yield and let my co-host, Ms. Pastor Smith out of Florida, speak with our guest on today. And maybe she has a question or something she would like to share with our listeners out there on today. And shortly after then, we will turn the mic back over to our special guest, Ms. Linda Sunshine West, and let her continue to share some of the fears and obstacles that she overcame, and hopefully it can help all of us who's tuned in on today's show. Pastor Smith.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you, Evangelist Chapman, for this opportunity. I welcome Ms. Linda Sunshine West to the line. She is sharing today on such an awesome and much-needed talk about fear. So many people is battling, literally dealing with fear on a daily basis, moment by moment, second by second. Some of their lives have literally been imprisoned out of fear of failure. Fear of even if I succeed. There's fears at all levels. There's positive and negative fears. And I am just so excited this evening to connect in and be able to hear what she is sharing with her talk, how to get what you want using the ask method. And I love that because it brings me to think of if you just ask, you may very well find out that there was no need to be afraid. The only thing about failure is never having failed, because then you don't know how to embrace success. Failure is just a learning stage for you to launch and truly excel when you learn how to turn fear into focus by faith. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Pastor Smith. All right. Our special guest, Ms. West, on today, I do have a question for you. And remember, listeners, this month is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and I'm sure that there's a lot of people who's listening in on today who had to face fear, and some of them may be still trying to overcome the fears that's facing them in their lives on today. And remember, callers, listeners, you can tune in on this conversation with our guest, Ms. Linda West, by pressing the number 1 on your phone. If you have any questions, comment, or want to share your experience or thoughts about our topic on today, I just want to just share something in reference to fears that you may have encountered in your lifetime. Ms. West, was there any hindrance in you writing this book? Were you able to write it and be able to remember all of the dreams that you had and everything that came with the word fear that you faced in your life? Was there any obstacles in your way or hindrances with you writing the book or The Year of Fears?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's an awesome question because, yes, there were. Even though I was writing a book about facing fears every day, I still have fear. What's happened is I've been able to quickly recognize fear and say, ah, that's just fear. I'm going to do it anyway. So that's the only really thing that's different in my life now is that I don't let fear stop me. Because I say, like, fear is debilitating. It stops us from living the life we truly want to live. And I had lots of those moments where I had fear about what I was writing. I'm going to put this book out there and people are going to read it. What if they're going to criticize me? What if they're going to say, oh, you have typos, which, by the way, I have a typo on my first page. I'm a proofreader. I've been proofreading for 25 years. I had an editor. I had a proofreader, another proofreader, and we still have a typo on the very first page. But I didn't let that stop me because I said, you know what? I have this message to share, and it's time for me to just, like, let that criticism, that judgment that is inside of me about myself, just like to kick that to the curb and say, put it out there. And so I did. And you know what's incredible is by actually publishing the book, and I just self-published it. I did it on like Amazon. They have this program where you can do it yourself. I just did it myself, put it out there and just make it happen. I was attending an event about 3 months later, and this woman came running over to me from the other side of the room. She said, Linda Sunshine. She said, oh my gosh, your book, The Year of Fears, I've been reading it. I've only read 18 pages of it, but I've broken through 5 fears because of your book. That right there helped me to see how important it is for us to get out of our own way and to do what's calling us. Writing the book, it was something I knew I needed to do. Was it hard? Yes. Did it take me a while? Yes. It took me over a year to write it. Was I scared? Yes. But I did it anyway, and I'm so glad I did. So anybody who's out there who's sitting on the fence saying, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to write my book. Just put some words on a paper. Just start there. Put those words on the paper and then let it turn into something. Get some help from somebody who can help you turn it into a book. Because there's somebody out there like that woman. He came running over to me and faced 5 fears because of my book. That's who I wrote this book for. It wasn't for me. It was for her. And so as far as your question of, do I have a difficulty coming up with remembering things? Yes, I had a tremendous amount of difficulty because when I was facing my fear every day, I was doing it 100% for me to become a better person, for me to learn how to break through different fears that were stopping me from living the life I wanted to live. Because of that, I didn't journal anything. So my book isn't like a step-by-step of everything that happened to me in that year. It's the 7 most important lessons I learned that'll save you time and money because I lost a lot of money. An event I put on, I lost $70,000 from one event. And I teach you some of the lessons that I learned along the way. My fear is the reason why I lost that money. I was scared to reach out to sponsors. I was scared to reach out to vendors. I was scared to look at the budget. So I had a lot of fear around why I lost that money. And so that's more like what the book is around, is centered around the lessons that you're going to learn that I learned, that'll help you to save that time and money. So that's how it all came about.
Okay. Ms. West, let me ask you, since you wrote the book, The Year of Fears, have you been in any situation where you had to really help someone that's in a situation such as domestic violence or alcoholic or child abuse? Has anyone call you in reference to how to overcome those type of fears?
Not those types specifically. Not, they don't reach out to me for that. I'm more like a business coach, so people who reach out to me are more related to their business. But I will share this, that oftentimes the people I work with are in some sort of abusive relationship, and that abusive relationship is preventing them from growing their business because they do go hand in hand. It's like once you walk out of the house and go to the business or, to your business, wherever that is, the personal life doesn't leave. It's still with you everywhere you go. So I have had some of my clients who have had situations where they had to have a tough conversation with their spouse to let them know, this is what I really want to do. This is my life, and I really want you to support me in it. And so those are some of the situations that I've been able to help them through related to any type of abuse. Because, you know, I married somebody just like my dad, my first marriage, somebody just like my dad, very abusive. And thank goodness I didn't stay with him very long, only 2 years and two kids, when I got fed up and I was like, I'm out of here. I'm not going to live the same life my mom lived. And, you know, and on that note, I wanted to share something really quickly. And that was that my mom, the last 2 weeks of her life, she told me that she said, I had so many regrets in life. Live your life with no regrets. Do everything you want to do. And when she said that, I realized how important it is to actually know what I want to do and then to do it and not to let anybody stop me. If it's something I want to do, I got to get out there and I got to do it. Just with anybody else too. You get one chance at this life. We get one chance. So live it to the best of your ability.
Thank you. We are still listening to Facing Your Fears radio talk show hosted by your truly evangelist, Norma Chapman. Today, listeners, we are talking about overcoming. We're talking about fear. We're talking about achievements. We're talking about courage. And our special guest is sharing so many tips on how you can overcome fear and be able to achieve what you want in life. Also, dreams, how your dreams can come true by not being afraid to step out and do what you're set out to do. At this time, we're going to yield and let let Pastor Smith come back in out of Florida and see if she has anything that she wants to share. And don't forget that if you are listening and you are in an abusive situation or any type of fear that you may be facing, feel free to press the number one on your phone. At that time, you would have an opportunity to talk about your fears, to share what your thoughts and share your experience, and maybe, just maybe, someone can say something today that can encourage you to step out on faith, step out to have the courage to overcome fear and achieve the goals and dreams in life that you are asking God to bless you with in life. You know, it's so important that we face our fears and talk about it and be able to share things with others, because sometimes our friends and family around us do not have the answers that we're looking for. And this is what inspired me to do a broadcast on Facing Your Fears, because I want to reach out to men and women, boys and girls all over the world that is facing domestic violence, living in a domestic violence environment, alcoholic environment. It could be just your children that's out of control and have issues in school, and you are afraid to go to them because they have tempers. You know, we have a lot of kids these days who want to control our homes, and sometimes the parents cannot put them and check them and get them into the have the courage to talk to them because they fear that their children will no longer love them. But that's not true. We have to learn how, like our guest, special guest, Ms. West, we have to learn how to put our fears behind us and be able to step out and be able to face our fears and obstacles that are standing in our way. Pastor Smith, we do have a caller, and I used to wait until almost the end of the show to let the callers have a word to say, but I started doing it early because I want everyone to have an opportunity to speak. So we're going to, after Pastor Smith shares a couple of words with our guest on what she just emphasized, on what she just shared with our listeners, then I'm going to open the line to a caller, and they'll be calling from area code 619-9180, and I hope they're still there. We also had a couple of more callers that had pressed number one, and they've left the show. I hope I'm not taking too long to get them to come in and share their thoughts. Pastor Smith. Pastor Smith, are you still on the line? Are you still in the studio with us, Pastor Smith?
Yes, I am still in the studio with you. I am sitting here really enjoying the talk show. I wanted to just say, fear truly, not just for men or women, but for anybody, that allows it, it really stops us from our destined success. Why destined? Because we have everything that we need inside of us to be great, to be all that we've been destined to be. Many a time people are walking in fear of even thinking. They're afraid, like I heard her say earlier, you said, Evangelist, even in relationships, the wife is afraid to speak out, has so much inside of her, but a fear has entrapped the gifts inside, so they're not coming forth. I say never fear. A lot of times they fear failure. Never fear failure. Failure is the beginning stage in your true road to success. If you never fail, as I said earlier, you never understand the beauty in success. I would like to ask Linda, as she, I love the topic, how to get what you want using the ACTS method. What is the ACTS method?
Thanks for asking. I love the ASK method. It was something I created while I was facing these fears, you know, every day. And what I realized is that most of the time what would stop me from doing something was because I was too scared to ask. And so I thought, well, shoot, what would the ASK method be for me? And I came up with this acronym, ASK. The A is to always, 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 always assume the answer is yes. So just ask, because you're going to assume that the answer is yes. And this is just a simplified version of it. And then the S is to, you're going to be the solution to somebody's problem. So I am a business owner. Yeah, I'm an entrepreneur. And I want to make sure that I'm always the solution to people's problem. So if I assume the answer is yes, and I already know that I'm the solution to their problem, I've got two of the elements already down pat. So the next one is the K, and that's to be known. Be known as a solution to their problem. So when you're out marketing yourself, when you're pushing, you know, sharing what your product is or your service is, you want to be the person that when somebody says, hey, I'm looking for a dog walker in San Diego, somebody says, oh, I know exactly who it is for you. So you're the person who is known for that. So that ask method, just the first one, the letter A, you know, just assuming that the answer is yes, will help you to make that phone call, to do that social media post, to get on that interview, to start your own interview show, to start your podcast, whatever it is, it's just assuming that the answer is yes, and that's what's going to help you to take that motion, that movement to break through whatever fear it is that you have. And I want to share just really quickly a couple of things that have happened because I have used the ASK method. Just recently, I had an amazing opportunity to interview Wesley Snipes on the red carpet. I have also interviewed the president of Mexico, Vicente Fox, and I had lunch with Jack Canfield, the co-author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul books, and Les Brown mentored me about speaking. So I've had some really amazing opportunities because I asked. And so asking is, you know, what do you want? What do you want out of life? You got to ask for it.
Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much. Now you have it all, listeners out there. What the ASK methods are, and I pray that you would use those tips in your life and achieve what our special guest, Mrs. West, has achieved in her life. Now I'm going to go to our caller. The hour code is 619. Last four digits of her number is 9180. Hello, listeners.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Hi.
Hello.
I could relate so much to Linda. I'm doing well, thank you. I could relate so much to Linda saying she grew up in an abusive household and married someone just like her father. And I could see how, you know, being in public and speaking in public could be difficult for a lot of people. And some people would rather die than to speak in public. So how did Linda overcome that fear or that challenge of speaking in public?
Thank you. Is this Veronica?
Yes, it is.
Veronica, awesome. Well, you know, this is a great question because they do say, you know, the saying is people are more scared of speaking on stage than they are of dying. And I don't really believe that's the case. I believe the true matter is that people are more scared of judgment than they are
exactly
dying, because Because speaking on stage, it's just a modality. It's just one way for us to share our message, for us to share what we have, the value that we have to offer there. But it's the judgment piece that is really the key that's really stopping people. So I had an instance where I decided in my life that I was going to be open to all judgment. And boy, I got tested on that big time. You know, I had this one story where this woman basically attacked me saying, I don't like the way you're dressed. I don't like the way you wear your clothes and stuff like this. So I can't trust you. And I was like, oh, okay, that's an interesting concept there. And so I listened to her and I listened with an open mind and an open heart. And I thanked her for that judgment that she placed on me, because I was able to learn from that, that maybe what I'm putting out there isn't being perceived like I want it to be perceived. And so regarding the judgment piece of, you know, like speaking on stage, you know, I had this opportunity, like I mentioned earlier, to sit with Les Brown. And Les Brown, one of the things that he teaches is to not let what you want to say get in the way of what the audience needs to hear. That one comment right there helped me realize that anytime I'm on stage, whether it's on a TV show, on a radio show, whether it's doing my own show or it's speaking on stage, that I need to let myself get out of the way, because my message isn't for me. That's ego talking. My message is for them. So if I see one person in the audience that got it and made a little shift in their mind, then I know I did the right thing. And so anytime I find myself getting nervous or getting scared or fearful, I realize that it's my ego that's getting in the way. And then I have to check back in and say, this is not for you, Linda. This is for them. And that's what helps me to work through those kinds of fears.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I want to thank you for calling in on today, caller. And feel free to call Facing Your Fears at any Thursday, on every Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30. We will have new guests and new topics. Or you have any other comments or questions for our special guest or myself at this time?
I do. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead, take your time. Go ahead. You can go ahead and ask your question.
Yeah. Being in the abusive relationship, what were the steps that Linda took to get out of that? Because I know a lot of people that are in situations like that, and what's something that can help other people get out of abusive relationships?
Yeah, that is interesting, because I had to work on myself. You know, that was the first step for me was when I hired a life coach. I had no idea what she was going to do for me. I was just at a point in my life where I was like, there's got to be something different to life, something better to life, because I was not happy. I thought I was. People who saw me thought I was, because outwardly I was projecting this happy-go-lucky person. But inside, I was being eaten up alive by all the comments. I would beat myself up, you know. The abuse was so strong that it stuck with me for decades. I didn't even need them to continue to abuse me, because I was abusing myself. So hiring a life coach really helped me to have her come in and ask me these really tough questions that got me thinking and feeling. Because prior to working with her, I never really like felt anything about what I was doing in my life. I never felt anything. It was more like thinking. I was more of a thinker. And now I've come to realize that my body is going to tell me what I'm feeling if I listen to it. So I started listening to my body and, you know, like, what is it telling me now? If I have nerves, what is it from? I got to figure this out. But one of the things I realized after a couple years is that my ex-husband on a daily basis told me I was stupid and ignorant, and that people were only nice to me because they felt sorry for me. Unfortunately, I believed him. And I believed him for decades after that, until there was this exercise that I did, and that was to sit in a room and have people in the room tell you all the amazing things about you. And I got to tell you, I didn't want to hear it. I didn't believe them, because I still believed him. But as time went by, because I wrote down the words, and as time went by, I would look at the words every single day, and I started to believe them myself. And I remember the exact day that I said, wow, I have value. I actually have value. From this moment forward, I will share my voice with the world because there's somebody who needs to hear what I have to say. I was 53 years old when that happened.
Wow.
So find somebody who can help you.
If I can add to that, caller, the number one thing that needs to be done if you live in a domestic environment is to have the courage to leave. And when I say courage to leave, it's faith in the fear that you're living in, the environment that you're living in, and tell yourself this is enough. You know, abusive situation is domestic violence can cover many areas in someone's life. Just as Ms. West was sharing with us about her husband made her feel her self-esteem was low. And this is what an abuser does. He makes you feel like you're not worthy of nothing, that you ought to have to depend on them. There's no one else out there that can help you because you can't help yourself. And most of victims are depending on the abuser for the living and for they sort of lift them up in some way where they would tell them that you're beautiful, and that will never happen. This is how the abuser keep you captive and keep you in slavery to chained and bound to his abuse. It's because he wants you to feel that you're helpless. And when you face it and become the face you fear, you can overcome it. First, you must step out and have a courage enough to leave, and knowing that you can make it out there. You can. Linda just gave us you some tips on how you can your dreams can come true, how to reach out and get what you want in life, what you want to do. It's not what someone else wants you to do, what someone else wants you to wear, what someone else wants you to say. It's what you want out of life and what you want to achieve in your lifetime. And the number one answer to that is prayer, seek God, and have the courage to leave. And as far as the word asking, being afraid of because you ask something that you're going to be denied. Yes, so many times you're going to be denied when you ask things because sometimes what we ask is not what God wants with. So we have to realize in life that you will never know until you ask. Secondly, you will never know that you will fail or that you will succeed until you step out and try it. Not be the failure, but a try it. So I hope that these tips and what we've just discussed can help the caller who asked the question. I hope that if you were enlightened on some of the thoughts that's going through your mind, and if you're going through any of these things, just seek God and ask Him for help, and then tell yourself, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, and you can. You can overcome whatever obstacles there's in your life. You can do it, believe me. I was in abuse every day of my life, nor did I know that I was going to be shot in the year of 1990 when my boyfriend shot me and stabbed me. But it happened. And believe me, things can happen so quickly in life until it comes just quick. And you're not even expecting it. You're not even looking for it. So if you are in any type of environment to where you feel uncomfortable, afraid, first of all, if you are afraid of anything in that relationship or environment, then you need to face it, your fears, and overcome it by having courage enough to say, this is enough. I am going to do what I want to do in life. I'm going to step out and see for myself whether it's hard or how easy it is. And believe me, it is easy when you put your mind to doing something and you stretch out and really do everything you can to make that dream come true. You can do it, listeners. You can do it. All right, we have another caller on today, and thank you for calling in, caller, and thank you for tuning in on Facing Your Fears on today. All right, we have another caller, and that caller is coming from error code 708, last four digits of the number 0596. All right. Hello, caller. You are on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Bless, what about yourself?
Great. I am not a person of domestic violence, but I do have a question for Linda, because I actually know Linda, and one of the things she's taught me, I think, is so valuable. I haven't heard her talk about it, is when I fear something or question something, she asked, there's three questions she asked, Linda, help me with this if it's wrong, but what will this affect your life a year from now, a month from now, or 90 days from now, a month from now, or tomorrow? And I always use that when I hear something, and I know she hasn't spoke about that yet, and I thought that was a really important thing to remember, is that sometimes when you're sitting in the middle of fear or questioning yourself, that's a really good thing exercise to go through. And I really have to thank Linda for showing me that.
Awesome. This is Mary. I know the voice. And this is this tool has worked for me at every turn. It's amazing. Something so simple as responding to an email. I don't know about you guys, but I've had times where I didn't want to respond to a certain email because what are they going to think? How are they going to judge me? A judgment has played a huge part in my decision-making my whole life. And so what Mary's referring to is an example would be, let's say somebody sends you an email and you need to respond to them in a way that's a negative, like it's not going to land well with them. And maybe you're going to hesitate in sending that email because you don't want to displease them. If you're a people pleaser like I was, this is a really huge problem. And so what I do is I ask myself this question, is I say, if I send this email right now and say no to this person, is it going to adversely affect me 1 year from today? Now, my answer to that is most likely going to be no. So then I ask, if I send this email to this person saying no to them, is it going to adversely affect me 6 months from today? And then I work it all the way back. I go, you know, 1 month, 1 week, 1 day, 1 hour, 1 minute from right now, is this going to affect me? And most of the time, like 95% of the time, the answer is no. So then I take the action. What's cool, though, is the more you do this, the faster it becomes, means the faster you take action. And those action steps is what's going to give you the results that you want. By being inactive and, you know, inaction, you want to be in action, not inaction, you know. So you want to make sure you're taking those steps. So, Mary, thanks for reminding me about that, because I use it all the time.
Yeah, I use it a lot when I mean, again, I'm not in the situation you guys are speaking of, but if there's something coming up, like if I don't want to disappoint my dad, saying something to him, I always think, well, how is this going to affect me? And I use that a lot for those type of situations. So they're great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for calling in, caller. Go ahead.
Well, and this is, you know, domestic violence awareness, right? Now, I was in a domestic violence situation. My dad was abusive. My first husband was abusive. And when I left my first husband, I literally, my daughter was 4 weeks old. My son was 14 months old. I didn't have a car. So I put my son on my hip, my daughter in her little carrying case. I carried a diaper bag and a purse, and I walked out. And when I made that decision to walk out, here's what's interesting to me about fear, is that a lot of people say, wow, you were so brave to do that. But the reality was that I did it because I was fearful of my life. I was fearful of living that same life that my mom had lived. So I actually made an action out of fear that appeared to be brave. In my mind, I was doing something out of fear, but the reality is I was brave. So now that I'm able to look at it as a brave move, that really helps me to continue to make more brave moves that are intentionally brave rather than out of fear.
Good for you. Good for you, listeners. You are tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman. At this time, we're going to ask Pastor Smith out of Florida, does she have any questions or comments for our caller that just called in and she's still on the line with Ms. West? You may do so at this time.
I don't at this time. Great show. I just want to say great show.
I would just like to say that it truly echoes that it is indeed a great show. I would just like to share, as I'm hearing about fear, One of the things we have to understand about fear is that God did not never give us the spirit of fear. And that's outlined in 2 Timothy 1:7. Allow that to encourage you. When fear come up on you, realize it wasn't given to you by your creator. You shouldn't embrace it. It's foreign, so reject it. It's going to hinder you. Don't embrace it, reject it. The other one I like to share is James 1:6-7. When you ask, believe that you already have it. And that's what I connected with the very first statement in the ask that Linda so beautifully shared. When you ask for it, assume it's happened. But when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. And it says, don't waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. Such people should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. And that goes spiritually as well as naturally. If you don't believe you have it, you won't have it. But when you begin to believe that you can, it doesn't matter what state or what condition you're in. When you press in the midst of every issue or life circumstances and embrace them as opportunities for greatness, things happen. Such a great, great talk tonight.
Thank you so very much, Pastor Smith. Listener, a caller, I'm so happy that you're calling on today. We do have another person that's calling in that has some questions or thoughts that they want to share. And at this time, I am going to connect with them. They'll be calling from error code 619. Last three digits are 0933. 619, last four digits, 0933.
Yeah, hi, guys. My name is Eric Swanson. You guys have a great show. Thank you very much for including me. So I have a question for Linda. I was actually going to ask her a different question, which I think she just answered. I was going to ask her originally what was one of her biggest or hugest fears she's ever had to face. But it's pretty clear to me that was most likely when she, left with her two children on her hip. And I love that. So I'll change the question. Now my question is this. Linda, you're an expert at fear and overcoming it. What do you think a fear is that most people have that's super overcomable? I don't even know if that's a word, a real word, but super easy to overcome, yet we hold ourselves in that fear factor. Do you have any idea what a common fear would be that is really super easy to overcome?
Yes, and thanks for that question, Eric. And definitely that fear of judgment. More people are fearful of what people are going to think of them or say about them or, comment about them or whisper behind their backs or what have you. And that is overcomable because what I realized is that I was judgmental, therefore I was fearful of judgment. So once I stopped, I made a conscious effort to not be judgmental of people. Now, it's a common human trait for us to be judgmental, but when you're able to quickly recognize that you're being judgmental and you move away from that and you come from a place of empathy and a place of, compassion, and you're able to quickly move into that, the fear of judgment, it will either dissipate or subside. I no longer have that fear of judgment. It's actually completely been erased. And it's changed my life because I'm now able to have more compassion for other people at the same time. So, yes, definitely fear of judgment. It can be overcome. But like anything, any change that happens, we have to have awareness. So there has to be awareness that we are judging so that we can make the change to no longer judge. There has to be awareness that we're being judged so that we can come from a place of let me see if I can talk to that person and find out what they are really thinking, find out what they are really meaning instead of me trying to make up this whole story about what I think they mean by it. So, yeah, definitely that fear of judgment can be overcome.
That's amazing. Thanks for sharing. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Carl, let me ask this question. Linda, I'm seeing so many error codes. First, the error code is 619. Is that out in California?
That sure is. That's my peeps in San Diego.
Yeah, we have a lot of callers on today that's tuned in on the show with Alva Code 619. I know that was different from yours. Thank you so much for calling in, caller, and feel free to call Facing Your Fears at any on any Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30 Central Time, and I think it's 2:30 to 3:30 out there Pacific Time. I want to thank you for calling in, and I pray that you got the answers to all of the thoughts or questions that you may have. If anyone else out there wants to call, remember you're listening to Facing Your Fears, radio talk show hosted by Evangelist Norma Chapman. And if you have any questions, comments, or any experience that you want to share with us on today, feel free to press the number one on your phone. And at that time, you can be tuned in the studio on this great, important, informative episode that with Mrs. our guest, special guest, Mrs. Linda Sunshine West. Also, today she's discussing overcoming fear, achievement, courage, and she has given tips and may still give some more tips on how to overcome your fears and how to achieve your dreams and your, whatever you are seeking for in life. Also, we thank our guest out of Florida, Pastor Doris Smith, for tuning in on today's show. She's truly an inspiration to listeners out there, and we thank her for sharing the word from God with us on today. And listeners, we're going to turn it back over now to our guest, Mrs. Linda Sunshine West, and get her final thoughts on anything else she wants to share today on her topic, how to get what you want using the ASKX method. And we've learned a lot about what the A was for, the S is for, and what the K is for. At this time, we're going to continue listening to her. We only have a few minutes left in the show, and I pray that all of our callers out there today was blessed and that you learned something about fear, how to overcome any obstacles that are standing in your way, and how to use the methods to overcome them and to achieve what you are seeking in life. At this time, Ms. Smith, you may continue. I'm sorry, Ms. West, you may continue.
Oh, thank you. Well, one thing I want to stress that I believe is very important is that, again, you know, we only have one chance at this life on this planet here, and to live our life with no regrets. When my mom said that to me, it was a very important piece of information because she had been with my dad, who was abusive, for 55 years. She didn't even know who she was. And it made me look at myself and say, wow, I don't know who I am, because even though I was no longer in abuse, my current husband and I, we've been together for 31 years, and he's absolutely amazing and he's supportive. Even though I'm no longer living in abuse, I was living in abuse throughout, carrying that abuse with me all those years. I let it stay with me. So just finding somebody who can help you to grow out of that pain that you're in, because you only have one chance at it. And fear is debilitating. It will stop you from living the life you truly want to live. Maybe you're not dreaming as big as you possibly could be because you have fears that are stopping you from imagining what you can do. So when you think about somebody like Elon Musk, you know, some of the things he's doing, we have, you know, Bill Gates, and we have even Mark Zuckerberg, because Facebook has connected billions of people together. There was a dream that they had, like an idea, that something that they wanted to do, and they just kept going forward and going for it. They're no different than you or me. The only difference is they took a different path. They have different beliefs. Maybe they believe in themselves and you don't believe in yourself. So it's time to find somebody who can help you to believe in yourself. And I totally get the abusive situations. You know, those are tough to get out of. But the reality is that this is your life. This is not their life. You're on this planet to serve a purpose. God put you here for a purpose. When you figure out what that purpose is, I believe it's your job and duty to live on purpose on a daily basis rather than living on accident. Now, I was 51 when I discovered my purpose, and I've been living on purpose ever since then. Has everything been rosy and all fantastic? No, but I've been doing it, and I still have that faith that I'm on the right path. I'm doing the path that I'm supposed to be doing so that I can impact the lives that I was put here to impact. And so it's just a matter of tapping into that. What is your purpose? Why are you here on this planet? You do have a purpose. Whether you believe it or not, if you're in a domestic violence situation and that person is telling you that you're a piece of junk and that you are not worthy, you don't deserve anything, they're telling you that because that's what they believe about themselves. That's not truly what they believe about you. That's what they believe about themselves. So it's go out and find somebody who can help you to get away from that type of situation, because it will continue that way. They're not going to change. I remember my dad, "I'm going to change. I'm going to change." He would say that on a weekly basis, but he never changed because he wasn't ready to change. So, you know, we changed our situation instead of him changing his situation. So that's my big thing, is living your life with no regrets. When you get to the end and you're taking that last breath, you can say, "I did everything I wanted to do, and I lived my purpose."
Thank you so very much. You're still listening to Faith in Your Fears radio talk show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman. Truly, listeners, we do have a very amazing show on today, and I'm over excited about how we can extend our experience and learn in our daily lives that we do not have to live under the word fear, that we can overcome fear. And so many people have different fears out there. And as our guest today, Mrs. West, expressed that your number one thought is always, "Can I do it? What would happen if I do it? What if I do not succeed at whatever my dreams are, my goals are in life?" Well, you would never know until you have the courage to try it. And I'm a living witness that when I first began to write my book, I didn't fear whether or not the book was going to sell or whether or not I was going to be talked about. I just stepped out and I wrote it because I wanted to share information in that book about domestic violence and a lot of things that I was doing in my life, the path that I was taking in my life. I wanted to share that it was if they were going down the same path or doing some of the things in life that I was doing, that they were headed for destruction. That was my main goal in writing that book, and what inspired me to step out and have a courage enough to let the people know that this is what I did. And but I'm blessed to be here on today to share my story and to share what happened to me. You may not be as blessed because so many people I know have lost their lives through domestic violence and at the hands of their loved ones. A question I would like to ask at this time to my special guest on today: what can you say to yourself, in other words, that, you know, you have courage, but in that, with the courage that you have, you're still asking, you still have a little fear there. And how could a person like overcome that main fear? And that main fear is, how do I get started? I have the courage to do it, but I have this fear is still there because I don't really know how to get started and where to get started and which way to go. So what would you share with our listeners on today? What steps, the main step that they should take to get started and getting whatever they want in life to achieve their dreams and their, even just a thought. They may have a thought today, I want to do this or do that. I might want to open up a clothing store. But I wonder if I open the clothing store up, how long will I last in this clothing business, or how long will I last selling this or that or whatever they have in mind that they want to do. What can you share with our listeners on today? What is the number one thing that they should do in stepping out and getting started, making their dreams come true?
Find a mentor or a coach. There's somebody out there who is successful doing what you want to do. So finding a mentor or coach is an easy step, but finding somebody who's successfully doing what you want to do is the key. Because I could coach you on sewing, even though I'm not a person who sews, because I'm just a person, I'm like, I can show them how to sew, but I don't know how. But I want to find somebody who is actually successful at doing it. So with your example of opening up a store, for example, find somebody who's been in the business for a long time and is bringing in, generating cash flow on a regular basis, and they're making money and they're successful at it. There's a lot of people who open
stores.
Thank you
so very much, Ms. West. I am so sorry, but listeners, it is time for today's show to come to an end. We have about 2 minutes left in the broadcast on today. Before we close the show today, we do want to thank our special guest, Mrs. Linda Sunshine West out of California, also Pastor Doris Smith out of Florida. The last few minutes, we're going to take this time for Ms. Smith to give information if you want to contact her further after the show. If any questions or comments or if any way that she can help you, please share your information at this time. Ms. West, shortly after Ms. West finished, then we'll let Pastor Smith very briefly give a phone number or some type of contact on her if you need her to help you further after the show. And I will give you my closing information. Ms. West, please. Ms. West?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
There?
I thought you were talking. Oh, my number is 619.
Very, very quickly.
Yeah, my number is 619. My number is 619-733-7393. You can give me a call.
Oh, and Ms. Smith.
Yes, hello.
Pastor Doris Smith. Yes, very
I'm connected.
Can you give your information very quickly? We have no minutes left in the show, so I need you to just give a phone number or contact very quickly.
Yes, you. My contact, you can reach me by contacting me at the email Trinity, T-R-I-N-I-T-Y, 03 Smith at yahoo.com. And I'll give you further information about as it concerns what I do in the community. Thank you, Evangeline.
Thank you so very much. And you can contact me at our code 504-333-9550, or you can email me at norma_chapman@yahoo.com. You can also visit my Facebook page, Facing Your Fears, What Faith Can Do, and also Norma Chapman. Thank you so very much for listening to all of my callers on today and all of my listeners who tune in on today's show. We want to thank you for tuning in. Until next Thursday, which is Thanksgiving, we will be on the air with a new special guest and also a new episode. Thank you so very much for calling in. May God bless and keep all of you. Bye-bye now.